The book of Isaiah, and today we come to Isaiah chapter 60. We pick up our study in verse 1. Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Arise and shine is God's way of telling his people to be filled with hope. In other words, believe God's promises and be filled with hope as a result. Verse 2, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you." God promises to give light to his people if they obey him. In other words, they will be used by God to be a witness to the world. That is, to be a beacon of the knowledge of God to a world that doesn't know anything about him. Verse 3, "The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." Light grabs people's attention. And when the light of God shines through his people, others will notice. They may not like the real God, but they will notice him. What they do with God is their business. 4, "Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side." God is saying, "I'm bringing my people back home, back to where they belong." God restores his repenting people. 5, "Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you." The good life awaits those who return to God. The joy which one had when they first came to Christ will be restored to the wayward believer who returns. And it's never too late, as long as you're alive. 6, "The multitude of camels shall cover your land. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord." Verse 7, "All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory." God promises that one day people from all over the world are going to honor him. And there are Christians from every nation, language, people, and tongue today. Verse 8, "Who are these who fly like a cloud and like doves to their roosts? Surely the coastland shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish will come first to bring your sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them, to the name of the Lord your God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you." These verses picture God bringing his people home, and God using their former enemies to bless them. The Bible says that when a person's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even their enemies to be at peace with them. Verse 10, "The sons of foreigners shall build up your walls, and the kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you." Verse 10, or that was verse 10. God tells his people that when he punishes them, it is because of their sin. But after he does that, he is ready to comfort. God does what he must do, but he doesn't hold a grudge. 11, "Therefore your gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles and their kings in procession." Open gates speak of safety. God guards his obedient children. Verse 12, "For the nation and kingdom which will not serve you shall perish, and those nations shall be utterly ruined." God says, "Anyone who isn't good to my faithful people will pay for it in the end." 13, "The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the pine, and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious." God says, "You will build my place of worship with the very best materials, Anything that represents God should be the very best it can be, and that would include God's people. 14. Also the sons of those who afflicted you shall come bowing to you, and all those who despised you shall fall prostrate at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel. God promises his people that those who hated him and hurt them will be humbled before them. 15. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, so that no one went through you, I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. Again, the norm among the people of the world will be to respect God's people. That's coming. Verse 16. You shall drink dry the milk of the Gentiles, and shall milk the breast of kings. You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. God is able to change people's attitudes towards you, his children. Verse 17, instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stones, iron. I will also make your officers peace, and your magistrates righteousness. God promises his obedient children the extra special, not merely the ordinary. Verse 18. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting nor destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Enemies will no longer ruin you, says God. Verse 19. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. This doesn't mean that the sun and the moon are going to disappear. It means that the light of God, the presence of God, and the blessing of God will outdo the brilliance of even the sun. It'll still be there, but you know, when you're used to looking at the spectacular glory of God, they're not going to be that hot anymore. Verse 20. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Good times. Your sad days will be gone forever, God promises his people. 21. Also your people shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. God says my people will do what is right, and in the process display how great he is. 22. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. God will increase the blessing of his people in every way possible. This all happens after repentance and after returning to him. And next time, chapter 61. Until then, so long, everyone.